Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Browns, Raiders on Sunday. I've given you a guarantee. JP's given you a guarantee. Jake Murren's given you a guarantee. Everyone whose guarantees matter have given you guarantees on today's show. And to see if he's got a guarantee in him, we're going to welcome on Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
What am I guaranteeing?
A Browns win on Sunday.
Oh, well, I know better than to do that.
If you don't feel it in your loins, Daryl, you don't feel it in your loins.
We can't make you feel it,
though. I feel it in my loins, but if you don't feel it in your loins, I can't pressure you to feel it in your loins.
It's gut check time, Daryl.
I'm optimistic, though. I said that with the morning boys.
Way
I am
to really
optimistic.
Go out there.
I am optimistic. All right, fine. I'll guarantee it. There you go. Clean sweep. Everyone's guaranteeing a Brown win.
That's not, you into a guarantee.
That's not how you guarantee, and you know it. Now, let me ask you, like the morning show, did you say he was going to be awful earlier this week, and now you've just come around to he's going to be good because it's Friday?
No. I think we're getting a mixed bag on Sunday. I think there's going to be a couple of cringeworthy plays, and then there's going to be a couple of how on earth did that happen type of plays. Because that's, I think, the type of player that Shadur is at, or is, I should say. So, I'm certainly curious what this whole week of preparation that everyone seems to be all concerned about, see if that pays any dividends. But, let's put it this way. They got a better chance to win with him at quarterback than the other guy.
Daryl, I know it's extremely limited what you guys are able to see during the week.
Extreme limited is being kind.
That's being kind at this point? Okay.
Yes. We basically get to see stretching and some individual like drills, but as far as anything of substance, no, we basically see nothing.
Okay. So yeah, I was going to ask you for like any insight in anything as far as him throwing or anything. You got
there's,
none of that.
There's no insight to be had in really what other than us taking attendance to see who's on the field in practice. There's very little insight to be gleaned from what we do see in the 15 minutes that practice is open to us.
All right, well, tell me what it is, at least the vibe around the locker room then. Have you noticed an uptick in, because we all have excitement now for this game. Do you sense that with the team as well?
I think Joel Bitonio said it best. We'll see. That's what he said yesterday, and I wholeheartedly agree. We'll see. And look, who can blame Joel? This is the 23rd or 24th quarterback he's had the block for, right? This is the 13th different starter under Kevin Stefanski, 42nd overall. Browns rookies are 0-12 in their debut starts for the team since 99. Can he, you know, as the 13th rookie to start a game for the franchise since coming back, can he be the guy to break that trend? We'll see. But I feel like that's the overall, I don't say attitude, but mood we'll see. And I think also part of that has to do with not wanting to put too much pressure on him or overhype the situation any more than it already is, because it's Shadur Sanders. It's already getting plenty of attention as it is. And I don't know that you need anyone to build it up any further than that.
Daryl, the best we've seen Dylan Gabriel play has been non-offensive. And that has gotten the
That's
Browns.
That's one way to put it.
But the Browns have gotten close to wins with a non-offensive. Dylan Gabriel is the best version of that. So yeah. Do the Browns need Shador to win the game for them, or they just need Shador to be non-offensive on Sunday?
No, I think they need Shador to go win the game for them. I'll be honest with you, I am really not interested in any type of a conservative check down game plan. Now, maybe early on just to kind of get things going a little bit, but I want to see him throw the football down the field. I don't want to see Captain check down for four quarters on Sunday. Even if they win and that's the strategy, I'm going to be extremely disappointed because I already watched Dylan Gabriel do that for 6 weeks.
What are the expectations for Jerry Jeudy this weekend?
I have no idea.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Like he was in a mood this week.
He was in a mood this week, and then I think he has an understanding that there's just a lot of other players that Shador already have a connection with as well. It's an interesting spot for Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I mean we're kind of getting Denver Jerry Jeudy both on the field now as well as off the field. So I wish I had an answer there for you, Jonathan. I want to be fair to Jerry. But also at the same time, like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's not caught the ball with any level of consistency this year. And I certainly understand the quarterback carousel. And he had to deal with that in Denver. Now he comes to Cleveland and he's having to deal with it here. So I certainly understand a level of frustration there. He was hoping to get away from that and get some stability at that position. But if you were coming to Cleveland looking for quarterback stability, well, you drank the wrong Kool-Aid because this just isn't the franchise for it. Look, this is the fourth, I think I posted on X today, this is the fourth out of the last 5 years the Browns have needed no less than three starting quarterbacks to get through the season. We're just over halfway through this season. So I don't know, maybe they're going to need a fourth. Do we see Bailey Zappe at some point? Does Deshaun Watson have to start at some point? I don't think that there's really much of an appetite to start Deshaun, but I don't know. Maybe circumstances force them into that. Circumstances force them into putting Shador Sanders on the field faster than they wanted to do that. So that's just the way it goes with the Browns. But I honestly have no idea what to expect from Jerry Jeudy other than that, hey, look, he does like to throw the ball down the field, so maybe you won't be running all those routes in vain.
What's truly on the line for Shador on Sunday?
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I do feel like Dylan Gabriel being back at practice today, even though he's not been cleared and he is officially going to be inactive on Sunday, he's already been ruled out, still in the concussion protocol. I do feel like that they want to go back to Dylan Gabriel if, Shador Sanders does not give them a reason to. So I think that that's what's on the line for him, Nick, quite honestly. I don't want to say necessarily it's an audition, but it certainly feels that way because based on what I saw in six games from Dylan Gabriel, I have no interest in watching that guy play football the rest of the year. I just don't. I'm done with it. I don't want to watch it. At least with Shador, I've got the mystery of the unknown. I don't know what to expect, or I think I know what to expect as far as the explosive plus negative explosive plays that he's probably going to bring, and at least there's a little excitement that comes with that. There is absolutely no excitement that comes with Dylan Gabriel playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, so I have no interest in it. If the season's going to be sunk and you're not going to be any good, be entertaining, and I think Shador Sanders will at least be entertaining.
I think Shador's the main card. I think Myles Garrett's the undercard. Outside of those two things, what are you watching for in this game?
Well, I think Carson Schwesinger continues to be a player to watch. He's having an outstanding rookie year. In my view right now, he's the runaway favorite for defensive rookie of the year. He's starting to create turnovers, make those impact plays. I think we've had this conversation in the past, JP. Like, I feel like to be successful in this division, you have to have strong linebacker play, difference-making play from that linebacker position. And even though that is not a position that is, as Jim Schwartz likes to call it, the engine of the defense, they've developed some nice talent in that room. And, you know, Carson Schwesinger, I was floored yesterday with what Schwartz had to say about Schwesinger picking up the details of the game that Ray Lewis needed 2-3 years to pick up. I thought that was a pretty big compliment from a defensive coordinator that doesn't exactly hand out compliments.
Over under 2.5 sacks for Myles Garrett on Sunday.
Well, I'm going to take the over. Here's the problem for me that every time I feel like, because I watched that game Monday night, and yeah, train wreck, disaster, whatever you want to call the Vegas Raiders, go for it. They're bad. They are not good. Teams are taking knees on them before the 2-minute warning to run out the clock. That offensive line is not all that good either. But this is not the first game that I've gone and thinking, oh, Myles Garrett's just going to feast. And then Miles gets shut out. So I'm going to take the over, though, Nick. If I'm going to guarantee a win, that means good things are going to happen. So I'm going to take the over on that. I think he breaks his franchise sack record of 16 that he has said. He's a sack and a half away from doing that. He surpasses that. And I think he positions himself for us to really put eyeballs on him as to whether or not he can break the NFL's all-time single-season sack record before Week 17.
They have almost a minus 100 point differential, the Raiders do. They're really, yeah, really bad. It's gotten so ugly for a team that many people try to talk themselves into some sort of expectations. So would you fire Pete Carroll?
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's year one.
I know, and I think that, again, it comes down to what were your expectations there in Vegas for Pete? Were you expecting to be a playoff contender with that roster? If that is the case, then yeah, you make a coaching change because, you know, this season has completely fallen apart on you. I realize year one for him, this is year six for Kevin Stefanski, but the conversation also kind of feels the same, right? The Browns are in the same boat at 2-8. They have not played well. The point differential is pretty ugly, especially in the second half. The wheels fall off the wagon for the Browns in the second half, notably in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I feel like the conversation for the direction of both of those organizations, Jonathan, is somewhat similar because disappointing years for both teams.
Only thing I would say, just to give a little bit more context to it, because you're asked, like, well, what was the expectation going into the year?
Right.
Over-under in Vegas was 7.5 for this Raiders team. And you don't pay the money and make the trade of Geno Smith unless you have some expectation, yeah, of, you would think, threatening to get to the postseason. So when you fall this flat on your face, understanding right, it's year one, though, I am interested as to what you would do because it's just it's a curious move that the Raiders now find themselves in.
Well, and the Raiders are in a similar position to where the Browns were in the early years of the Haslams taking over the team, right? Where they were changing head coaches every 12 to 24 months, and you can't build any type of a program or any type of a culture when you're doing that. Now, granted, the situation absolutely warranted them to do that, and we have seen that with the Raiders. I think they have had four head coaches since they moved to Las Vegas. I don't know how you can develop any type of a program if you're turning it over year in and year out, like we saw early on, again, with the Haslams here in Cleveland. So that might be one, from a fan perspective, it's not really a tangible reason, but I think from an ownership perspective and a management perspective, that might be one reason to entertain a year or two with Pete Carroll, because you have had so much tumultuous turnover at the top of your organization.
It's five if you count interim head coaches in Bisaccia. And he actually...
Oh, people loved him.
Who doesn't love a little Bisaccia? Daryl, we appreciate you guaranteeing. We'll talk to you on Monday, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the football.
You as well. Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Great stuff with him. We do have a little bit of Cavs late-breaking news here in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.